Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this second weekend in November. I trust you made it through election night okay. We didn't have that many local races in Boone County, a few, but national races generated most of the attention, some state races, but it's always kind of a fun time to go through that process. Hopefully your candidates did well. Not everybody's did, but it's necessary evil that we go through this exercise every so often. As you know, those of you who live in our community and listen to our show on a regular basis, we interview folks who live or work here, have an interesting hobby, a government position, a job that's of significance or of interest, and talk about how they interact with the folks here in Boone County. And we've got a young man. He's not all that young, but he's younger than me, so I call him young. Rob Schein is a lawyer who lives in Zionsville, and his wife is Lori Schein, who's the Boone Circuit Court judge. That's not why he's here today. He's here today because he is the past board chairman of the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County, and he remains on the board of that great organization. We're going to talk a bit about the Boys and Girls Club here locally and throughout the county, and we're going to talk about a fundraiser 5K race they have planned for Thanksgiving Day and how you can participate in that. My wife and I did it last year, but it was cold, and it was so our grandchildren and my family and I went through the process. We didn't do a lot of running, but we did participate. So I thought it'd be good to get Rob in to talk about this event in particular and the Boys and Girls Club in general. So, Rob, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Absolutely, Kent. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about you and yourself, you and your family. Where do you live, Rob?
Yeah, Kent, we, Lori and I and our kids live in Zionsville.
How long have you lived in Zionsville?
Oh, gosh. We moved to Zionsville in, I believe, 2001.
So 20 years plus now.
Yeah. Yep.
And how many children do you have?
We have four. So we have our oldest, Sam, is a recent graduate of Purdue University.
What's he doing now?
He's a civil engineer designing roads and bridges at HNTB.
Okay, that's a big company. What are your other children up to these days?
Our daughter, Sarah, is a senior at Purdue University, and she's studying science and kinesiology. And we have a son, Matthew, who's a sophomore at IU and studying, at least at this point, business.
Okay.
And then our youngest, Luke, is a sophomore at Zionsville High School.
Zionsville High School. So you've spread the dollars around, two to Purdue, one to IU. Where's Luke going? Do we know yet?
Luke assures me he's going to provide a little equalness in the force and go down to Bloomington. Although we'll see.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Indiana University in Bloomington.
Okay.
How about
Lori? Where'd she go to college and law school?
Lori studied undergrad at a small school in Minnesota called St. Olaf University, St. Olaf College. Played soccer there, was a diver. We both we did our first year of law school at Valparaiso University.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how we met. I decided to come back closer to home and finished my last 2 years at IU, now McKinney School of Law, and then Lori took a break and then went back a few years later and did her, basically she went 4 years at night because we had three of our four children during that time at McKinney.
So she went to law school with you. Both of you went to Indianapolis, but she went later.
Yep.
How long has she been the judge of the circuit court?
Oh, gosh, Kent, she's in her fourth year.
How's she getting along? Does she like it?
She does like it. She really likes it a lot, and I think she's doing some really good things.
How about your practice? When somebody asks you, what do you do as a lawyer, what do you say as far as the nature of your legal work?
Yeah, I think it's probably like yours. It's changed over time. As some may know, I do a lot of municipal law and government work. Work with the city of Lebanon and various departments, which is a significant amount of my practice. A lot of it is focused on real estate economic development would be primarily what I spend most of my time doing. I have a extensive background in construction, dealing with contracts, and then unfortunately, as many of our clients do, we get in disputes, so I have to deal with them in the litigation
sector.
Yeah,
well, construction litigation is a necessary evil. It almost is assured that it's going to happen in some of these big projects, but it keeps you busy, I know. Well, let's talk about your time with the Boys and Girls Club. And we're talking, before we go into that, you're listening to What's Up Boone County this second weekend in November. We're talking with Rob Schein, a local attorney living in Zionsville with his family and serves as the immediate past president of the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County. So how did you get involved with the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, it's a great question, Kent. I had coached basketball is really from with some of my kids in the Boys and Girls Club. Also, at the time, we did flag football. And then a friend of mine, John Weed, was the president. He wanted to meet for coffee and said, hey, I'd love for you. We need board members. I think at the time there was probably 9, maybe 10 board members, and that was all before the merger. So it was the Boys and Girls Club of Zionsville, essentially.
So you started with as being affiliated with the Zionsville Boys and Girls
yes.
Club, and Lebanon had one of their own. They were independent of each other, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah.
And then at some point, I know that they merged. And what was your role in that? How were you involved in that effort?
Yeah, I was at the time. I was the board president, and you know, to me, it made a lot of sense. In talking with, I certainly knew at the time Tony Patterson was on the board up here in Lebanon. A group of us got together and talked about the needs. We both had similar issues. We both have a similar mission. And really, we said, hey, it's as many of us know, nonprofit organizations are almost always struggling to raise dollars. So how can we bring essentially our boards together, try to bring our resources together, minimize cost if we could? And we just went down that path. So, and I think, like anything, it was hard at first and still is at times, but I think it's been a really good decision for the organization.
So now you have a consolidated organization called the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County. Do you have facilities? I know you have facilities in Lebanon and Zionsville. Do you have any other facilities?
Yeah, we have our biggest facility is actually in Whitestown.
Is it really? It's the biggest one physically?
It is, yep.
And was it always there, or was that kind of something that's kind of been added here fairly recently?
It was there before the merger. Several years ago, we had a investor donor that was willing to pay off the mortgage there. So it's just in a great location. It's right.
Where is the one in the Whitestown? I'm not familiar with its location.
It's just north of Whitestown's town hall,
okay.
Right off of 700. If you know where the ZYSA soccer fields are, it's just south of there, north of Whitestown Town Hall.
Okay, and how about the one in Zionsville? Where's the facility located there?
It's just east of Ford Road, right next to St. Francis Episcopal Church.
Yes.
On the north side.
All right, it's been there for a long time,
hasn't it?
And how about the one in Lebanon? Where is it located?
And the Lebanon's just right here around the corner from us, just off your street here, off of
Main Street.
Main
it's
street.
Just down across the street from the post office, down a little bit to the west. So you got three different facilities, and you probably got staff on each one of those. And we'll talk a little bit about the staffing in a moment. But do you have like a board, volunteer board of directors that kind of gives governance and oversight to what's going on?
We do. Yeah, we have a board of directors that oversees all three units is what we call them.
Do you have a list of people who serve on the board that you could kind of go down? People might be interested to know who's actually donating their time these days on these boards.
Yeah, we do. Right now our current board president is Adam Krupp, and Adam succeeded me, and he's been the board president here the last I guess a little bit over a year. We also have one of our kind of a longer standing executive committee member, Lori Cummins Meyer. Jeremy Gallion serves as our treasurer. Susie McKenna is on the board. Nikki Finelli, Mike Hanlon, Father Davies Reed, Andy Reeves.
Andy lives here in Lebanon, as I remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jason Tizing, John Emmerich, Brian Bennyworth, Tim Hudson, who's also up here in Lebanon. Matt Weinheimer, Abby Gentry, also
that's up here the mayor's wife.
Uh-huh. J.J. DeBrasse, Tim Hawk, Riley Parr, Abby Harlan, just lost the rest, Cham Kong, Tim Turner, and Josh Dye.
Okay, so you've got a pretty broad cross-section of people throughout our county, a lot of them from the Zionsville area, some Whitestown, and a few from Lebanon. So it's good to know these people volunteer their time and put in effort to make this organization be successful. What would you describe the mission of the Boys and Girls Club is? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I mean, one of the things, it's empowering our youth, especially those that need us the most, to really to be able to grow, have the skills, the fitness, and essentially the tools to grow up to be caring, responsible citizens here. And I think it goes a little bit even further. I mean, I think if you hear some of the testimonies from the youth that have been through the organization, some of them have just incredible role models with our staff, former staff, and they've really, some of them have said, without the Boys and Girls Club, I don't know where I would be, and at times it can really tug at your heart.
Roughly, what are the ages of participation?
Yeah, so we generally will have the elementary kid ages all the way up through middle school.
Okay.
To give you some numbers, we serve right now a little bit over 300 kids per day with the combination of all the units. Pre-COVID, we were over 400, sometimes getting almost at capacity about 450.
And here in Lebanon, my recollection is the school will provide transportation to and from the Boys Club, or maybe it's after school, I'm not sure, to get them to the Boys Club so that their parents don't have to pick them up and take them there for like the base program.
Yeah, we also have a busing system with the organization, so we'll be able to find out which kids need to be picked up, and we'll be able to, you know, take those buses.
So kids can be as involved at the Boys and Girls Club as they want. Some are there just to play in a sports team, for example, but others actually go there and before school or after school and do their homework, have a meal, have access to other services and facilities, don't they? And it
they
really
do.
Depends
yeah.
upon what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's various programs that they can do. There's certainly all three units have a gymnasium, so there's opportunities to, if you wanted to play in the gym, you can do that. There's art programs, there's some computer programming, you name it, there's a lot of opportunity for the kids.
Well, it's a great organization, and we're going to continue our conversation with Rob Schein about the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County, how it works, and some of the things they have going for it, and some of the struggles they have. And we're going to talk about this 5K event, which is set for Thanksgiving here in Lebanon. They've got one in Zionsville as well. And we'll talk about those things when we come back after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this second weekend in November, talking with Rob Schein, past president of the board of the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County. We were going down the board members currently before the break, and I was reminded that we've got some committees, some local people here in Lebanon who serve on committees. Let's give them a shout out, identify who those people are.
Yeah, Kent, thanks. So Mindy Ford is one of our community volunteers. John Messenger, who many know as the Lebanon Parks Director. Tim Turner, Tim Hudson, Katie Reisner, Mark Branch, And then we have some other staff, Catherine Rutherford, Amy Hartwig, Bridget Griffin, and then Heather Schaller.
So let's talk about staffing. Is that a problem, keeping people in there, you know, all the competition for employees? It's got to be difficult to keep people who want to work and want to fit around your schedule. Don't you have trouble with that?
Yeah, we staffing has certainly been a struggle for us. You know, like a lot of organizations post COVID, we feel like we can serve more kids, but right now we're putting certain limits on still due to a shortage of staff. So if anybody out there is interested and looking for an opportunity, we'd love to talk to them.
Well, that would be great. Well, where's the funding for the Boys and Girls Club come? I suspect there are fees for certain activities that the kids participate in, whether it be base or whether it be participation in a specific sporting event. And that's a share of your revenue. But where else do you get your revenue to operate these facilities and these programs?
Yeah, one of the things I didn't understand until I got on the board is I made an assumption that essentially if you played a sport like soccer or basketball or t-ball or flag football, that all those fees essentially paid for the organization. And it couldn't, you know, essentially the organization, we need to raise about 60% of our revenue per year. So we do that through some of these things, through programs that would include those sport activities. Our staff and they work diligently to try to get grants, and it could be through the Boone County Community Foundation, could be through other national organizations, local organizations. But primarily it really is incumbent not only upon the staff but on the board and the community to raise these dollars for the organization.
So that's why you're doing things like the L Gravy Chase on Thanksgiving or other fundraisers you have throughout the year to try to get the word out, to expand the opportunities and get visibility that might result in people providing some support to the organization so it can fulfill its mission. Do you have room for more kids if you had more money and more staffing? I assume you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we think it, just as many of us know, I mean, there's a tremendous need to serve our youth better. But like a lot of things, like we talked about, you know, we're still constrained on the staff. But our hope is to continue to expand to be able to serve those youth. But like a lot of things, it takes finances.
Well, it does. I mean, you have to be responsible for them. You've got to have supervision. You got to turn and keep the lights on. You got to have insurance, utilities. And the people who work there need pay for their time. I mean, obviously, some people volunteer and coach and do sorts of things like that without being paid for it. But a lot of the more full-time employees, I mean, they've got to be compensated. And we know they can go to work in the business park or in some of the other businesses around the community. Even the restaurants are paying more now than they used to for a variety of reasons, which is a good thing, I suppose, but it does put pressure on organizations like these not-for-profits, including the Boys and Girls Club, to just keep up with the pay levels that are that are available out there, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a big reason that we, you know, as an organization, we thought of starting these Thanksgiving races, and we took a chance, and, you know, we're hoping that the community backs it. And,
so you've got one in Zionsville that's been going a while. About how many people participate in that race on Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, so this will be the sixth year for Zionsville. Of course, a couple years ago, we had it was canceled due to COVID. But we started 6 years ago with the hope and the idea that we could get a goal would be like 5,000 participants. Last year, I think we had 2,700 sign up. As of this morning, I checked in here. We're just basically right at 2,000.
We're about 2 weeks out now from that event. So you're in good shape there. And so you decided to do a similar event here in Lebanon. It's called the Z Gravy Chase in Zionsville, isn't it?
It is.
Uh-huh. And And so you're going to do the same thing here called the L Gravy Chase. Where will these folks walk or run on the morning of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, first of all, I think if you just can sign up online, if you just type in Gravy Chase, you'll come up to the website that you can go and you can sign up for the El Gravy Chase up here. But it's going to start and finish right downtown at the square, at the courthouse, right across from Clue's Brews. And we're excited about that.
Northeast corner of the courthouse square is where it'll start, and then where does it head? Where do people go?
Yeah, we're going to head north up to Meridian Street, go through Memorial Park, kind of loop around. There'll be signs out there. We'll go a little bit through Euland and come back downtown and finish again at the start-finish line, essentially at Clue's Brews.
Now, do you promise that the weather will be good this time?
You know, that's one thing we know that we cannot promise. We've been fortunate, I think, all the way up until last year that we didn't have rain. And unfortunately, last year we had some rain.
Yeah, I remember that day. So what's the fee for participating in the L Gravy Chase?
Yeah, it's $30. And if you would like to just get a shirt, and the shirts are awesome. We love the design. It's from a local kid that went to high school in Zionsville. If you wanted the shirt only, it's $20. But it's $30 if you want to run or walk. And we encourage really just families. Ken, if I could, I'd like to go back to maybe how we started it.
Sure.
Years ago, there's a race in Indianapolis called Drumstick Dash. It benefits Wheeler Mission. So I ran in the first race. They had about 700 people. I did every race with some family members. We even got our kids to do it when they were young, and they didn't want to do it. And we were driving basically an hour to get down there. And that race, the last year I did it before we started Gravy Chase in Zionsville, it was over 20,000 participants.
That right? That's amazing.
And so a group of us got together and we said, look, why can't we do something like this that could really benefit the Boys and Girls Club? Serve, you know, it would be a really wonderful thing financially if we could get those kind of numbers. But what, you know, one of these kind of benefits that I didn't realize that we've seen in Zionsville, and we're hoping that it'll happen up here in Lebanon, is you get your family and friends to do it. You get little kids, you see them dressing up, and maybe they look like turkeys, maybe they're wearing Santa, Christmas stuff. And then all of a sudden you see friends that you know, and it becomes just a really special event. It becomes, you know, almost a tradition before you're going to start your Thanksgiving day. So we're hoping that that takes off up here. I'm very excited that we're able to do it, and with the city's support and all the volunteers so far, we're hoping it'll be an outstanding event.
So the you mentioned the website. Gravy Chase will get you to the website so you can sign up and commit yourself to participating. Order your T-shirt and that sort of thing. And then, do you know offhand, you may not know, but what time will it start on Thanksgiving Day morning?
Yeah, it starts at 8:30 at both races. The really neat thing, and it just depends, again, on the weather, right? Last year, I wasn't up here in Lebanon, but we were communicating. I was at the start-finish line in Zionsville. But it's amazing how at the start of those races, how you may not see anybody, and then all of a sudden, as you approach, I would recommend everybody, if they can, get there at least 15 minutes early.
Is that where they would get the T-shirt and kind of register? Is that how that works?
We'll have, once you register, you'll get details on where you can pick it up, but we're going to have packet pickup the day before at the Lebanon Boys and Girls Club. And then same thing, it'll be for the one in Zionsville, they'll have instructions on where they can pick up.
Now, do you have to run? If I just want to walk for 5 kilometers, is that okay?
Absolutely. We encourage walkers. We encourage pets. If people want to bring pets, it's fine. We want to make this, again, just a really fun, family-friendly
tradition. So within a half an hour to an hour, it's over.
Absolutely.
And then you go home and start thinking about eating the turkey and getting all the good food, whether it's a noon or early afternoon meal or whether it's a night meal, depending upon your family's situation. But I can see how it would be fun and a great tradition. And the money goes for a good cause because our Boys and Girls Club is an important part of the community. And we want to see them do as well as possible because the kids who participate in those events at the Boys and Girls Club, that is their entertainment, isn't it? I mean, that's really their friendships, their opportunity to mingle with kids other than in the school setting, play sports, have fun. That's where they go, isn't it?
It is. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, when you hear some of the really the testimonies of the youth that have gone through it, we do an annual what we call a Youth of the Year Award. And we have basically a group of kids that will basically spend about 2 minutes and say what the Boys and Girls Club really means to them. And when you hear some of those testimonies, you realize that this is what it's all about. We're impacting the youth in a positive manner. We're hoping that we can, you know, be a, you know, just something meaningful, have a meaningful place to go for them. And then, of course, they have friendships and relationships that many times are lasting for years to come.
And if there are people out there who are listening to this show who would like to support the Boys and Girls Club of Boone County but can't, for whatever reason, be involved in the gravy chase this year, how do they get their contributions registered for the organization?
Yeah, you can go to Boys and Girls Club of Boone County, the website. There should be instructions on there how you, if you wanted to donate your resources. You could also do that on the Gravy Chase website as well. Even if you didn't want to do it, you can donate there.
Good.
And we're always looking not only for people's treasure or their financial contributions, but if they want to volunteer, you know, you can reach out. Certainly Amy Hartwig of the Boys and Girls Club is certainly willing. We have different events outside of these races where we're, you know, looking for opportunities from folks in the community.
Good. Well, Rob, I appreciate your coming in and being a guest this week on our show and talking about this important organization. And I also commend the other volunteers and staff people who work there to help make this organization strong and hopefully will continue to be strong and get better over time with more support, more participation. I encourage all of our listeners to support the club in any way they can, whether it's financially or volunteering or go out for the gravy chase on Thanksgiving Day. And money goes for a good cause and you'll have fun and just enjoy the variety in your life. So thanks to you for being a guest this week and for all you do on behalf of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, thank you, Kent, for having me, and we're excited for this year's Gravy Chase.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you next week on What's Up Boone County. We'll have another person to talk about the goings-on in our community. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.